The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Before any of that, Ciarán Foley is with me. He is the CEO of Return, the company in charge of our deposit return scheme, something we've been talking about on this show. Ciarán, you're welcome to studio.
Thank you.
Thanks a million for coming in. So, I mean, we're a month into it, just over a month into it. Mm-hmm. Have you got any scores on the doors yet?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So we've made a solid start. We kind of modelled our scheme on the Slovakian scheme. So they went live in 2022, similar sort of population, similar makeup of scheme. They redeemed 264,000 containers in their first month. We redeemed over 2 million. So looking at that comparison, we've made a really good start. That scheme 2 years on is doing 93% redemption rates. So I think that's very encouraging. We've also taken nearly 1.5 million just in the few days this week as well. So it's picking up quite quickly.
So the reason that we are doing this is what? Because that Slovakian target, I guess, is important in that context.
Absolutely, yeah. So I guess the first thing to say is under the Single-Use Plastic Directive, there's an EU directive that every country has to hit certain targets. So we have to get to 77% recycling of these products by 2025, and we have to get to 90% by 2029. So for that reason, we have to do it. It's been proven the only way to achieve those sort of numbers is through a deposit return scheme. But, you know...
Not our targets. What are we doing at the moment, or what were we doing up until the 1st of February?
That's really important to make the point. We're at about 55 to 60%. So when you consider, Kieran, that we put about 2 billion of these products on the market in Ireland every year, the difference between 60% and 90% is about 600 million bottles that currently are not being recycled properly, or even worse, ending up on our streets or in our rivers or on our beaches.
And is there a common... cause for the 30 to 40% that are not recycled?
Yeah, I think we're probably pretty good at recycling in the home.
Yeah.
Where it's not so good as when you're out and about. And if you think of PET bottles and aluminium cans, there's an awful lot of this consumed out and about where people just, you know, don't recycle properly. So I think that's probably the main reason. Another really important point to make is currently all of the recycling that's done in Ireland, it has to be exported. So it's exported to the UK or to Europe for recycling. The benefit of this scheme is if you can get enough of one type of product into one place, it'll make it economically viable for people to build a recycling centre in Ireland. So we'll be running a tender as soon as we possibly can.
Okay, because at the moment that's still happening. So the bottles I've been putting into the DRS machines, they're still going off to the UK
at
or
the
Europe.
Moment. Yeah, obviously okay. We've just kicked off. We don't have enough.
But the hope is that you'd have a kind of a critical mass of a very specific type of product all in one place, and then it might be kind of financially viable for a company to
exactly.
build a recycling center.
As well as that, the quality of the recyclate. So what we get through our mixed dry recycling, we say is about 80%. Quality of recyclate. We'll get about 98% through this separate collection scheme. That means you can recycle the bottles up to 7 times. The whole circular economy piece works really well. So that's the aims of the scheme.
What do you say though to people like myself, Ciarán, who kind of are driven a bit demented by it? Because I used to be able to put things into the blue bin outside the back door, and I'm kind of still doing the same amount of recycling, but I've just got extra admin. Nobody likes admin, Ciarán. Nobody
Absolutely.
Likes admin. Fully. And you've created all this admin for me.
Yeah, not personally. No. You can't blame me.
I'm not trying to blame you.
No, absolutely. And look, it's an inconvenience, and we get that. I think you heard from the guys earlier in Sweden, Jeremy, that people do get used to it. I don't think it's that inconvenient. We're going back to the stores anyway. The point is, it's worth it. You know, we've explained why we have to do this scheme. It's a minor inconvenience. I think the other point about the community, the work that's going to happen within the community, these products now have a value for the first time. So if you're going to put them in your mixed dry recycling, then you're wasting that value. If you don't need your deposit back, or you don't want to go back to the store, somebody will benefit from those containers.
We had a text in from somebody earlier who suggested that the extra money being added to your products is not enough, that there'd be plenty of people out there who'll just absorb the loss and toss them into the blue bin outside the back door.
And I think that's the point. So understandably, we've set this up to initially as a retailer-based scheme. Our plan is to take it into the GAA clubs, the schools, the charities. And that's what I'm saying. If it's not enough to incentivize you to bring it back to the store, then there are people who would really appreciate the value of these products. So we can donate it. And look, the deposit will be reviewed annually. If the scheme isn't achieving its targets, then the minister once a year will have a look at what the deposit rate is, and if we have to make changes, we will. But we're very confident that the Irish people will get used to this quickly, and the initial signs are very
important. All right. I will have to have you back in a few months, and I'll let you Absolutely. Know whether I'm still annoyed that I can't put things into the blue bin, or that I can, but it's costing me money. Let's talk about some of the wrinkles maybe in the system. Sure. Were there unexpected wrinkles?
Maybe slightly unanticipated, or slightly more than we anticipated. One thing that didn't happen as quickly as we would have liked, there's a transition period going on where there will be the new logoed product going in as well as the old non-logoed product. So clearly we couldn't just pick a date, or it'd be too much waste in the system. We were hoping the new stock would probably get out a bit quicker. I think trade has been a little bit slow, so the older stock is taking a little bit longer to wash through. That causes confusion because there's logoed stock in stores, there's non-logoed stock in stores, you're paying deposits, you're not paying deposits. And I think a lot of consumers at this point think they're paying deposits on all of the products when they're not. So producers have until the 15th of March to put after that they can't put any non-logoed product into the stores, and the stores have up until the 1st of June to sell it through.
Up until then, it's liable to be hacked, isn't it? I'm sure you've seen these, the people taking the DRS, a photograph or a sticker of the barcode, and they put it onto the older product that doesn't have the right barcode, and putting it through the machine. We actually did it here on the show last week. It works.
It works. It's, you know, it's fraud.
That's a lot of work for 15 cents.
It's fraud, I've got to be honest. And, you know, it's no different to shoplifting, in fairness, if that's what you're trying to do to fraud the scheme. But a lot of work for 15 cents. And as you say, once the transition period is gone, every one of these products will have the return logo on it.
Yeah, I guess. So there's a time limit on how long people can kind of commit their 15 cent fraud.
They shouldn't be doing it at all. Listen,
there's lots of questions coming in. There's one good one, though, I particularly wanted to put to you. And it's a suggestion maybe that an app might be developed at some point in the future so that somebody could create an account, and all the money from the deposit return scheme could be collected into it. You could then build up a few quid in it and use it in any store. Something similar, they suggest, to a point system that some supermarkets have, and it would reduce the need as well for printing out receipts each time, which would be helpful. I was used one of the machines at the weekend, and because it didn't accept one bottle in the middle of it that had been crumpled a little bit, the machine kind of timed out, and we ended up with kind of two tickets, you know, one for 30 cent and one for 120 or something.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Now, look, I think it's a really good suggestion, and we did consider it, I guess. First of all, we didn't want to pioneer the digitalised solution, but as well as that, the retailers have invested a lot of money in the machines. They have a business case for those machines. They want the voucher to be the modus operandi to start with, at least, because the voucher has to be spent in that store. But definitely digitalisation of the scheme will be something that we'll be looking at in the future.
People are wondering about other products as well, like plastic milk containers, ketchup bottles, plastic mayonnaise containers. There's no plan for any of that?
No, not at this stage. So as I said to you, it's about PET plastic, getting all of the same product back in one place to get that high quality recycling. Again, the milk cartons, the HDPE, that stuff, consumed less outside. So we're probably a bit better at recycling those products than these ones are the real problem children that we need to solve.
Has there been dialogue between yourselves and the big supermarkets, the big chain supermarkets, when it comes to home delivery? Because that's one of the criticisms we heard before, is that somebody was getting the home delivery, but the delivery van obviously is not going to, at the moment, is not taking back those bottles. So it kind of necessitates a trip to the shop that wasn't happening before.
Sure, yeah. Well, there's been lots of dialogue, something that we work on a lot. Our message to people who are struggling to get back is to contact us directly. So I think we can all understand that the retailers can't say that they'll open up that service. There's health and safety reasons. They don't want to be taking cans and bottles back where they're delivering food on the vans, etc. What we will work with, we'll work with the community for any individual who does have an issue. If they get hold of us on, you know, www.return.ie, we'll absolutely work with them to see what we can do.
One could imagine a system in the future whereby there'd be a kind of a compartment on the van or some sort of bin on the back of the van. I mean, there's no reason you couldn't have handheld scanners that people could use.
It's not something that anyone, you know, 40 countries are live.
None of them are doing this yet.
In small pockets, but not on a national scale. Again, it's like we're saying, we work with people in the community, and you know, we're talking to people like Meals on Wheels, Tidy Towns. Is there ways that we could work in conjunction with them support people who may have some difficulty.
Somebody is wondering whether the barcodes could now be put on the bottoms of the cans so they could still be crushed. That's from Eddie in Galway.
Yeah, no, again, the producers tell us there's technical reasons why that wouldn't work.
This is maybe a text that you'll enjoy hearing, and it's somebody describing a scene in County Galway this morning. Young lads collecting bottles around a pitch. The pitch is always littered after every weekend, so it's great to see. I mean, this is one of the hopes of the system, isn't
100%,
it?
100%, and I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into that. You know, it's the community side of things. That solves the litter. Fair play to the lads in Galway. But, you know, as I said, whether it's the schools, whether it's the GAA clubs, the football clubs, the charities, etc., everybody will end up getting involved in this scheme and cleaning up our...
And listen, I know your job is the administration of mm-hmm. this scheme, so maybe this is kind of slightly outside your bailiwick, strictly speaking, but one of the shortcomings of it, or one of the criticisms you might make of it, is it doesn't actually reduce the amount of plastic out there. I mean, that you know, does it?
I think producers would be worried maybe a little bit. I mean, it might lead people to move away.
You know, because I've heard factor, a lot, the plastic bag levy is what it's often been compared to. You know, when people have been complaining, they said, oh, people complained about that and we all just got on with it. But there was an alternative to the plastic bag. I could bring my reusable bag. Yeah. I can't bring an aluminium can to the shop and ask them to pour Coca-Cola into it.
No, absolutely. Look, we encourage less use all the time as well, but you'd understand recycling a bottle 7 times instead of putting virgin plastic on the market every time is a massive saving in terms of emissions. And plastic is here to stay for the time being anyway. So obviously making it a better recycler is the short term answer.
Well, listen, Ciarán, thanks a million for joining us in studio and answering all of those questions that people have been sending in. They're still flying in. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Ciarán Foley is the CEO of Return. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. I mentioned the upcoming referendums. After the break, we're going to find out how much people know and how much people care.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.